This is Health News from Helen Newberry Joy Hospital and Healthcare Center. Today we're talking with surgeon Dr. Benjamin Bryant and patient advocate Tracy Paramski from Helen Newberry Joy. Tracy, you have your fingerprints throughout the entire organization on behalf of patients, as I understand it.
I'm a social worker by trade. I work in the hospital portion of in the med-surg unit, do discharge planning there, help patients who are being discharged to set up home health, any durable medical equipment they might have, transition to an alternate living environment, such as an AFC home, adult foster care, assisted living, or maybe a nursing home, financial counseling, resource management, set them up with any type of transportation, meal prep options, anything that they need in order to be successful upon discharge to home. I also manage all concerns within the organization, whether it be in the clinic setting, long-term care, or hospital setting. Anybody can tell me their story. I'll never say that I can't help them. It's just I might not have the answer right now, but we can always figure something out.
So a big part of your job is providing patient guidance.
Absolutely. It's helping them navigate through the healthcare system. A lot of times this is a first experience in healthcare in the system or with a traumatic event, crisis, diagnosis. A lot of times they're at the point where they're transitioning from curative care to palliative care, and that's a hard transition for families to make. If I can take care of all the background information and all the prep work, then the families can just focus on whatever they're trying to deal with at the time.
That is huge. You can't really come up with a more stressful time for a family. And to have somebody who can handle the difficult questions and navigate the system and so on, so you don't have to be stressed out about that too, that's really a very kind thing to do.
Now, once a patient's treatment is complete, you're still available for them?
I always tell patients that just because they're not a patient in the hospital doesn't mean that they can call back. They all have my contact information.
Yes, I think it's important for patients to realize that they're going to have a lot of help in knowing what they're supposed to do when they get out of the hospital and that they've got people that they can call if they have questions or get in trouble.
Right. Their main goal when they're being discharged is just to get out of there. So they have questions later.
How much of your work deals with billing questions?
Healthcare billing is very convoluted and confusing. And to have somebody look at your explanation of benefits and walk you through what all those items mean just puts them at ease.
You're a longtime Newberry resident, and in a smaller community like this, that's got to be a big plus.
Most people seem to take comfort in that I know their families, I know their relatives, I know their past history. They don't have to re-explain everything to me. Everything maintains very confidential. It's familiarity and knowing the resources. In a small town, we don't have all the big resources we do that you would in an urban area, but we are very creative in this little community, and we can solve any problem that we put our minds to if we just know our resources.
What strikes me about both of you in our conversation is that the team at Helen Newberry Joy, they're neighbors and friends, not just employees.
Our patients mean something to us. When we say we treat you like family, we really do mean that. Our little community is like a family.
Thank you, Dr. Benjamin Bryant and patient advocate Tracy Paramski.